His favorite meteor shower will be most visible for us here in Michigan the nights of August 11th, 12th, and 13th. Shannon Schmall is director of the Abrams Planetarium at Michigan State University. Shannon, what is the prospect of us getting a good look at this meteor shower? Will weather and the moon be on our side?
Yeah, the weather looks like it'll be clear at least for part of this weekend. It's weather, so you never really know. But it's looking good at least for Sunday night. And then the moon is actually really great. It's very close to new moon, so we won't really have a bright moon drowning out the fainter meteors. So this is a great opportunity to go out and see these.
Well, this is nice because sometimes we hear about the rest of the country getting to look at something extremely cool up in the skies, and we get left out of the action. So what are we looking for this weekend, and where should we look, and when's the best time?
So what you want to do is you can go out and look pretty much anywhere in the sky after it gets dark. The best times are going to be sort of into the early hours of the morning after midnight, because what's going on is for these meteor showers, we're passing through a bit of debris that's in the Earth's orbit, and we're kind of picking it up like bugs on a windshield or rain on a windshield. And so as we're turning away from midnight towards the morning hours, we're going to hit that more directly for us. That's going to be the best time to really see some of these. But as long as you're outside in a dark sky site, if you can get away from the city lights the best you can, you'll be able to have a pretty good view to look for these. And you can see them anywhere up in the sky.
You're giving me a really nice idea of getting out onto into the backyard with a glass of wine sometime around midnight and just lying and watching, lying back and watching.
Maybe a cup of hot cocoa if it gets a little too cold.
Okay. Now, a lot of us, we see that streak of light across the sky, and we think, ooh, falling star. But is that an accurate term? Are we actually seeing falling stars?
No, stars in general are... Well, not in general, always, are way bigger than planets. And so if a star fell on us, that would be kind of disastrous. These are actually little pieces of rock and dust from our solar system. They're actually left over from comet tails that have passed by our orbit. And so they're coming into our atmosphere and burning up, and that's the streak of light that we're seeing.
Do we get annual visits from the Perseids?
Yes, we have several meteor showers every year that are annual, so the Perseids are always in mid-August, and it's because the comet Swift-Tuttle has passed by our orbit in the past. It has a 133-year orbit, but over time it's left this debris field that we catch up to every August in our orbit, so that's why we can predict when they're happening every year.
And why are they called the Perseids?
Because since it is this debris field left from that particular orbit, if you look at these meteors, they all have one point that they radiate from, and that point is in the Perseus constellation. So that's why they're named Perseids.
Isn't Perseus the one who cut off Medusa's head?
Yes.
All right. So this is the August 11th, 12th, and 13th are the best nights to get out there, look up, try to get to a nice dark spot, and look for the Perseids. Shannon Schmall is director of the Abrams Planetarium at Michigan State University. Thanks for sending our thoughts skyward, Shannon.
Thanks for having me.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.